Hi, Bill Arnold with George Fraser. Thanks for checking out this highlight to Real Recovery. You can hear the entire episode online at myfaithradio.com. Thanks so much for listening, and I hope you enjoy the show. George, I think you guys are two peas in the same pod, because I've heard you say a lot of what Brad has been saying, and you've got 30 years of success under your belt, thanks to God.
I don't know if I'd call it success.
Well, you're
but,
right.
You know.
You're right. 30 years of sobriety. I shouldn't use the word success and you in the same sentence, but
doesn't happen very often.
No,
Bill.
It really doesn't.
Thank you.
And I should stop now. But what I hear from you all the time is there's no momentum in this. It has to happen every day. And,
absolutely.
And it really
there's
doesn't
no carry over.
No, and it doesn't really take much for the enemy to get a little foothold if you allow him one.
There's a phrase that I go to during those moments. And it's another Zig Ziglar is the one I got it from. Who knows who actually wrote it? It's the exception that will kill you.
It's the exception that will kill you.
Yes.
And how do you understand that?
Okay,
line?
He told it in the context of he was trying to lose weight, and so he had decided he was going to get up every morning at 4 a.m. and run X amount of distance. So he came in very late, flight back in, and got in at like, 1 in the morning. So he got 3 hours of sleep, and the alarm clock went off, and it's time to get up and run.
Mm-hmm.
And he framed it in that audiobook that it's the exception that will kill you. So he decided, if I make this exception, then the next exception will be easier to make.
Mm-hmm.
So there will be no exception. And he got up, and he did his run that morning. And he said, it was a horrible day. I did not feel good all day. But he did it. And it's the personal victories that actually bring that strength, that inner strength. I don't know if personal victory is the – well, that's how I feel about it, is seeing the progress. So being stronger for having not succumbed to that one exception, no matter how small. And it's very hard. We are all sinners by nature. So, you know, I think there's only one sin-free human that ever walked the earth. So we have to also forgive ourselves. But on certain things, like taking a drink or having some geef or what have you,
mm-hmm.
there can be no exception.
Yeah, you've used that word three times tonight, and I don't even know what it means. So,
geef is marijuana.
Okay, there we go. Yes. I should have put that together. Did you know that, George?
No, but I put it together the second time.